I would say the band has 9 members.
How many different nationalities?
We have people from Iran, India, West Guinea, Africa, Cuba, Mexico, and United States.
Mohammed, tell me about yourself. Where do you come from?
I was born in Iran, and that's where I grew up, and I came to United States in 1973, so I am from Iran. But again, I am not from anywhere. I am from planet Earth.
I'm Jason McKenzie, the drummer. Yeah, I play the tabla and the drum set, and we've brought in some guest percussionists as well. Abbas from Uzbekistan is on a couple tracks. And, of course, Abu is our other percussionist. He plays conga and djembe.
Did I read somewhere that this music is for dancing?
We write it, you know, we don't write it to please a certain crowd or certain anything. We just write it, and whatever you can take from it, you can take from it. If you like to dance to it, you can dance to it.
A lot of people do dance at our shows.
Yeah.
But when we played in New York, we were a little bit disappointed because we were like, how come no one's dancing? But I believe there is like a a cabaret law or something there, isn't there, about no dancing. If more than 3 people are dancing, the owner will get in trouble or something.
When our music is played, it's really hard to be sitting down. It's just a very powerful, energetic, rhythmic music that would probably make you get up and dance.
Yeah.
You know, if you have...
That's what we're used to, you know, everyone dancing when we play.
Yeah. The name of the album is We Have Fallen to a Place Where Everything is Music, which is taken from the mystic Sufi poet Rumi. He wrote this poem 800 years ago at the time where, just like right now what's happening in Afghanistan, you know, that the musicians are being oppressed and being put in jail, you know, for expressing and wanting to just play music. And this was happening 800 years ago. So he wrote that, if you break our harp, if you break our instrument, it does not matter, because now we have fallen into hands of love. Now the music is inside us, it's part of us. So it does not matter if you break us down physically. We have fallen to a place where everything is music, and you know, there are hidden instruments playing everywhere.
Yes, well, that's a very nice sentiment. Of course, I mean, music is banned in certain aspects of Islam, isn't it?
Yes, you know, the chanting and the call to prayer in Islam is itself, you know, the music.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I can give a small example. When the Moorish, you know, invaded Spain, they brought the culture and the music of Islam into Spain. And sometimes I am not an ethnomusicologist to say this for fact, but when you hear flamenco music and flamenco singing, you know, it's like, you know, you hear something of the call to prayer. Call to prayer says, and then you go to Spain and you hear the flamenco. It says, "Sweetano."
Almost identical.
Almost identical. Mm. And also there is a theory that when the Arabs invaded Spain, they brought the instrument laud, or oud, we say it, into Spain. And when the Moorish were thrown out, the Spanish resented that instrument as a symbol of invasion, so they broke it into guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So now we say the oud is the grandfather of guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.